As we pass the anniversary of the tragic fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, there was a republished article about a 50-foot image of Christ in the midst of that fire. I was amazed at how many people see the image of Christ in strange places. There's another story about a little New England community that had been hit by a strong storm and high winds. The wind blew a huge branch off of a big maple tree. The spot where the limb was blown off was one of the residents looked up and saw what looked like the face of Jesus. "It took my breath away," she remembers, and word spread quickly throughout the area, and before anyone realized it, the maple tree became a popular attraction as car after car drove by to see the face of Christ on the tree. The lady who first made this discovery describes herself as someone who attends church but is not overly religious. The tree is some kind of sign for her, though. "I just think people may be able to take some hope from it," she said. Another neighbor brought her 17-year-old son over to touch the tree in hopes that it would cure him of the seizures that he suffers. "You never know," she said. Another resident brought her 3 children over to see the tree. "We have a lot of single mothers in the neighborhood," she explains, "and teenagers who have to make tough decisions in these times." She also sees the face in the tree as a message of hope. She says it's like a message to have faith in ourselves and to have hope for the world. That brings me to our question for this morning. Where do we find Christ? Now that question has been asked by every generation. Where do we find Jesus in times of heartache and in times of disappointment and in times of tragedy? The residents of that little town saw what looked like a face on an old tree. Some thought it was the face of Jesus, and that somehow it was a message from God. In recent years, people have reported seeing Christ's face on the side of a house, the side of a barn, a town's water tower, and even an avocado. Where do we find the risen Christ? Even more important, how can we be sure that the risen Christ is really with us when everything seems to be going wrong? Just imagine what a terrible weekend it was for the disciples of Jesus. All their hopes and all their dreams seemed to vanish when Jesus died on the cross. They were in a state of shock and fear. Everything happened so fast. And then early on Easter morning, the women reported seeing angels who told them that Jesus had risen. And Peter ran to the tomb and discovered it was indeed empty. He went home amazed at what had happened. Well, that afternoon, two of the believers, Cleopas and an unknown companion, were walking to Emmaus, a distance of about 7 miles from Jerusalem. The walk would take them over 2 hours, and maybe it would help them to put the events of the past weekend into some perspective. Maybe they could make sense of it all. On the way, they met a stranger. It was actually the risen Jesus, but they didn't recognize him. He walked with them and asked them what they were discussing, and Cleopas replied, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that have taken place there in these days?" The risen Lord asked, "What things?" And they answered, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all people." You see, their discouragement and their lack of faith blinded them to the risen Lord who was standing right beside them. That happens sometimes It happens to you and me. We can be so down that we forget that finding Christ is really not that difficult. And we don't have to look at old tree stumps. First, I think we find in this lesson that we find Him in Scripture. Have you ever had a Sunday school teacher who made the Bible just come alive for you? Have you ever been reading the Bible and come upon a word or a phrase that seems to have been written just for you? At such times, we meet the risen Lord. As they continued on their way to Emmaus, Jesus began teaching Cleopas and his companion what the Scriptures said about the Messiah. And as He interpreted to them the Word, their hearts burned within them. And they began to discover who it was that was walking with them. There's a story about a man named Dan who made that same kind of discovery. Dan grew up going to Sunday school, but left the church and was away from it for many years. Until one day he visited the Holy Lands. It was a truly life-changing experience. He thought how amazing it was that he was standing on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. It brought to mind images of Jesus and his disciples, men who really did walk there and who went fishing there. Standing on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he couldn't help but think of the hymn, "I walk today where Jesus walked." He spent the day fishing with the local fishermen, and in that holy atmosphere, Dan remembered the stories that he had learned from the Bible. It was a memory that he would carry with him for the rest of his life. On the road to Emmaus, Jesus taught and interpreted the Scripture to Cleopas and the other believers. They also would remember that special day for the rest of their lives. They found the risen Christ, first of all, in the Scriptures. But something else happened. As Jesus spoke to them, they also remembered the teachings that they had heard. Cleopas and his companion had heard Jesus on many occasions, and in their state of confusion, they'd forgotten what he had already taught them about his suffering and his death and his resurrection. There on the road to Emmaus, Jesus jogged their memory a bit, and they remembered. We also find Jesus when we remember what we've been taught in Sunday school or worshiped by a parent or a trusted friend. There was a lady in Turin, Italy, who writes of a period in her life when she felt overwhelmed by discontent and disillusionment. She felt about to collapse, and so she opened her Bible looking for some comforting words. But she first did what she usually did. She covered her face with her hands and asked the Lord to be with her. In her mind, she began to sing a hymn that she had learned more than 60 years earlier. As she sang that hymn, she remembered being a child with her grandparents up in the mountains. The words of this old hymn comforted her. It took her pain and her bitterness away. In their place, she experienced joy and gratitude. Our faith is strengthened when we remember what we already have learned. The stories, the music, the prayers. In them we find Jesus. Cleopas and his companion remembered Jesus' teachings. They certainly felt better now that they did than when they left Jerusalem hours before. When they reached their destination, it appeared that the stranger was going on farther, so they enjoyed his company so much that they urged him strongly to stay with them. "Stay with us," they told the stranger, "because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." And the risen Lord agreed. It was while they were breaking bread at the table that their eyes were finally opened. They sat down with the stranger to eat, and Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And suddenly they realized that this wasn't a stranger at all. This was the risen Christ. Their eyes were opened, Luke reports, and they recognized him. Jesus broke the bread and their eyes were opened. That sometimes happens to us when we celebrate the Lord's Supper. We perceive the Lord Jesus in our midst. Dr. Han Troger was one of my professors of preaching in seminary, and he told the story of a time when he had to be away from his fiancée for over a month to take his comprehensive exams in his senior year in college. Being madly in love and having to be away from his fiancée made him very sad and depressed. He was on a bus traveling from Ithaca, New York to New Haven, Connecticut, and the bus stopped at a Greyhound bus station. Well, the station left a lot to be desired, but Troger sat down at the little dinette on one of those circular pedestal stools with the stuffing coming out. The counter was one of those U-shaped ones, and he found himself sitting directly across from an old woman. The old woman saw him and said, "Boy, honey, you sure look depressed." And Troger replied, "I am depressed." And he started crying. The woman tried to reach across to pat his cheek, but he pulled back because the woman had dirty fingernails. "What's wrong, honey?" she asked. He told her about his fiancée back home and how much he would miss her. He showed the woman a picture of her, and the woman said, "Oh, I never saw such a beautiful woman." The woman told him that she had been married to a traveling salesman who had since passed away. They used to weep, she said, every time her husband had to go away. How happy they were, though, each time he returned. "Marriage was wonderful," she told him. "You're going to have a wonderful marriage. Everything will be just fine." She suggested that he might feel better if he ate something, and so she ordered the last donut from underneath that scratchy plastic cover. The woman broke the donut and said, "Here, eat this." Well, just then an announcement came on, and the woman said, "That's my boss. I've got to go." And she got up and left. "Just then, my eyes were opened," Troger said. "And I recognized that Christ was there in that bus station." Cleopas and his companion had their eyes opened when Jesus broke the bread. Immediately they left that place and ran back to Jerusalem. They wanted to tell the other believers that they had encountered the risen Christ. We can find him too. Where? Not on a tree where the branch was broken off, but in the Bible, in the music that we hear, and the teachings that we've heard, and in the Lord's Supper. In the breaking of the bread and drinking from his cup. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we come to you in prayer because we are worried. We are worried about our world, about our loved ones, and about ourselves. Assure us you're here with us in the midst of our struggles. We know that whatever we may be thinking and whatever we may be feeling, we know that you'll understand, for you have shared our life and our experience in your Son Jesus. Give us eyes of faith that we too may see the risen Christ in our lives and in our world. It is in his name we pray. Amen.